open a cold one, kick back, and enjoy a week's worth of conversation from pop culture, sports, breaking news, and everything in between. Welcome to the Pine Room Podcast. At the beginning of the podcast each week, everyone on the show rolls a 20-sided die. The person who rolls the lowest number then becomes the moderator for that week's show, and it's their job to move the conversation along and switch from various topics or questions that can be found on the moderator's cheat sheet or custom ones they've brought in themselves. If you have a question or a topic you'd like us to discuss, send us an email to contact@thepineroompodcast.com. Well, that's enough of that. Let's get into the show. You're listening to the Pine Room Podcast. All right, everybody. Oh, my God. I fucked up already. All right, everybody. Welcome into the Pine Room Podcast, episode 113. We just had to do a little digging. I couldn't remember what episode it is. But we got a light crew today. Myself, Chris, and Cooley, and our monkey friend here. Coach is getting ready for bocce. I think he's actually probably taking a nap right now. Jub is on an adventure, I believe. Matt's in Ocean City. Jeff's got another commitment tonight.
Soups
in San Antonio. So
how many times do you know? Because you've been to most. How many times have we gone with three guys?
Three. I tell you, not often. Maybe once. Maybe one time.
We used to have five.
Yeah, I know. It's a busy time.
Yeah, everybody. So three and four is five.
Yeah, our buddy right here. He can.
Yeah, we got four.
He can help out. He's got the mic. He's got his headphones on. He's ready to go.
He got a name?
I thought it was Mike. But I may have heard wrong from him. But yeah, we're here for episode 113. It is a scorcher out today. It is an absolute scorcher, and it's been a scorcher, and it's going to be a scorcher for, geez, I think probably till about Sunday. Yeah. I think it's going to be in the 90s.
So.
My car actually said 99 while I was driving down here, but I don't think it's quite that hot. But it probably feels that hot. Let me look up what the feels like temperature is right now.
Well, that's got to be triple digits, right?
Easily.
The real feel?
It feels like
after yesterday, the storm, we had a storm up in Pittsburgh, and I don't think it rained here.
It was very light.
After that, it
went around. It always seems like Pittsburgh gets worse through storms.
The northern storms.
You didn't hear me last night when we started that call. I asked you if it was raining because I was reading on a pirate message board and they were saying it was getting real dark.
Mm-hmm.
And did the game?
We were delayed by half an hour, and it was weird because I walked in when I walked to the stadium. It was clear, it was blue skies, it was beautiful, and then when I went back into the room, and heck, within like 15 minutes I came out and it was like hell was breaking loose. But right now it in Wheeling it feels like 92, or it is 92. It feels like 98,
man. So Jared, what does it say the humidity is?
The humidity 51%.
Imagine if it was up by like
Wonder what like a high, like the highest humidity like has been here.
I don't know, but do you guys like this heat?
I got to say, I do. I love the heat. I love the heat. I love Florida heat. But this is a little extreme for me.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was actually going to bring this
up. You like it, don't you?
I normally love the heat, but this is a little much.
Yeah,
like,
it's
this
like
is to the point where I can't even walk.
It's
going to
be a long stretch.
Yeah, it is. I mean, till Sunday.
Day. Yeah.
And I've been dreading saying it because I don't want Jub to hear it. And Jub will be like, see, I fucking told you. Yeah. But like, I'd much rather have this than snow. Don't get me wrong, but this is it's hot.
Because I know Matt doesn't like this. I mean, Matt wishes it was like 30. And I don't know about your dad, but does Jub like this?
He absolutely hates it, which is weird though.
That's right. I know
he hates it. But when I got home earlier today, he was laying out in a chair in the sun, and he goes, my dad said, are you trying to get some sun? And he goes, well, I wish my left side wasn't in the sun. Yeah. And like half of his body was in the shade. And he said, why don't you just move the chair? And then
Jub's a pretty white guy.
Yeah, he is. He's one of the whiter guys
a white
I know.
Guy.
Yes. He's a little, I'm trying to look for the record humidity here in Wheeling.
I'm sure it's probably 100% at some point, but I actually yesterday, let's see, about this time yesterday, I walked 2.5 miles, but I drank a whole bottle of water, so I was hydrated, and I went 2.5 miles up. I was at the dam, and then I went north, and it wasn't too bad because there was a breeze.
Mm-hmm. Probably coming off the river, right?
Yes, not the whole time. Yeah. But there were sections where it was okay. I'd pour water on my head.
What time was that?
About this time yesterday. Oh, about man. 4:30, 4:45. There was no escaping the sun.
I was going to say, tomorrow,
but,
man.
But it felt good, though, to sweat.
Oh, that's one thing. I love to sweat. I love to get a good sweat in. Because then once you're done whatever you're doing, it feels so good to hop in the shower or like hop in a pool. Or
it does feel good, but I will agree with Jubb on this. It kind of sucked when like you're like just going out to eat. Like I went out to eat with my mom for breakfast, and I was immediately sweating. I was like, okay,
yeah,
this is the threshold where this might be a little
where it's like you got, and I agree with him, you go outside and you got to shower, like you got to shower when you come again. When you come home.
Well, and it's funny you mentioned that about breakfast. So now I know, like I think Matt was saying the other, or maybe it was yesterday, about it wasn't that hot, and because I did, it was like in the low 80s over there. But if this temperature was like this, like in Ocean City or any like resort town that has a lot of restaurants where you sit outside,
ugh,
would you do that?
I couldn't do it. There's no way.
I don't like
especially
it.
If it was like if it was this heat and then there was a little bit of wind where like your napkins blow around or like your hair's blowing all over the place. I don't like sitting outside. It has to be a
seagulls come up.
Well, that too.
That pisses me off.
That too.
The seagulls come fucking with your food. And shit. Well, that, I don't like that.
You were
at all.
Feeding them in Ocean City, right? And somebody got pissed at you?
Two summers ago, after we went on our trip, I went back to meet my sister and Paula and her family. And the beach was more crowded then, but I think I was throwing them goldfish, and some Karen got pissed off, like, could you please stop doing that? They're annoying, which maybe they were, but it's like.
But that's funny, though.
It is funny.
She was just stupid.
Remember, we went to Florida and Soup was running around with
with a French fry, and he was chasing
a flock of seagulls.
Well, remember, I don't know. Well, you got thrashers when we were down there, and I saw. No, I tell you what it was. One day I was down there walking, and thrashers had already opened up, and somebody had like half of a small French fry that they must not have wanted, and they just tossed them all. And it was a feeding frenzy.
It's amazing.
I like those seagulls.
I think it's funny. But they have to, down at that boardwalk at Ocean City, they probably live great. I mean, there has to be food. I mean, there's always French fries on the ground.
Wonder if like those guys, if somebody distinguishes himself, like is the alpha male, like, you know, someone's going to throw me a piece of bread.
Like, hey,
this belongs to
me. Don't fuck with Jim.
Right.
Jim the seagull. He's got, that's like his French fry.
Right. So in their group, like, do most of the people know that? Did you say Jim?
Jim.
Jim's a lot stronger and forceful than Ed.
Well, we saw the one. That might have been Ed with the one leg. Remember the seagull we saw with one leg?
Well, you know what that tells me then? Yeah, because he was up on that light post. Jim is resilient.
Jim's resilient. I mean, Ed is not.
One leg. You've seen a one leg seagull before, probably.
Yeah, I saw Ed.
Did you?
Yeah, Ed's good. Yeah, Ed's,
yeah.
Ed's
a good it was one. The same
but,
one.
But yeah, those. But I enjoy watching those. Saying that, if I could die and come back, I definitely would be a bird. Or like, just you go up as high as you want.
I was on the run this morning, and I was like going down this little hill, and I saw this badass like falcon. I don't know if it was like a falcon or a hawk. And he just like swooped out. I was like, damn, that was fucking cool.
Yeah.
And like that was his, that's what he does. He just flies and that's it.
So, or sometimes you'll see those ones hovering over the ocean. They just do like a dive.
And then they
go down and
catch
get a fish.
Birds are cool.
They are cool. They really are. But I don't know. How the hell did we get on that?
I don't know.
We're talking about the heat.
Yeah. Well, kind of to go with the heat, Cooley and I got a pretty big I guess it is a pretty big weekend. Pretty fun weekend coming up. Mm-hmm. My first time ever, we're going on a bachelor party trip. Yep,
for our buddy Zach Knowles.
Yeah, our buddy Knowles. Shout out to Knowles. He's getting
married. Yeah,
yeah, he's getting married in July, and we're going to Deep Creek this weekend. But I don't want to say I'm nervous, but I'm like, I've got this kind of like nervous energy that I'm in my first wedding. That I'm really? Like part of a wedding. Not that I'm like, I don't know. It's like an excited kind of like, I don't really know what to expect because I've never been in one before. I'm a groomsman for the first time.
Just look good for the ladies.
Yeah, well, it's
there are going to be probably a lot of hot girls there.
Yeah.
A lot of good looking girls. You're
so
single.
That's the only
standout.
That's the only caveat.
You'll be fine. All you got to do is probably walk straight and stand up.
What if it's like hot like this and I pass out?
then his girls would be like, "Why, that kid's a pussy." Don't do that. See?
Well, here's the
thing. Is it outside?
I don't know. That's a good question. It's at Ogilvy somewhere. I don't know. It could be outside.
I hope it's inside.
I hope so.
Are you guys all in it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, how big's the? How many guys?
We got a big one. It's not
say Nick.
Me, nine you. Of us, I think.
Yeah,
I think nine. I think there's nine of us in the party.
Well,
so
Sam's officiating. So yeah.
Yeah. So it's eight or nine. I can't remember.
How many you guys plan on having at the bachelor party this weekend?
It's 10 of us, I think. I think there's 10 of us going. Yeah. So it should be a good trip down to D Creek. We're gonna leaving Thursday. We're gonna we're getting on a boat on Friday, and then we're golfing on Saturday. So
I can't wait. For
and
that.
It's gonna be really hot. So
it's gonna be hot as
fuck. Well, and I said, I don't even know who. Well, other than the guy, I'm. If you're playing to win, or if you're just going out there, hey, if Cooley doesn't win, I'm going to be disappointed.
No, we're not. I'm not going out there to win. I'm going out there to have fun.
No, wait, you're the cockiest guy in this whole goddamn. Whoa. I mean, you kill every animal. You can do all this. You better go down there and win golf.
You want me to go down there and fucking win?
Why
go down there?
I have faith in you. And now you're giving me doubt.
I just wanted to enjoy myself, have a few beers, maybe swag.
Well, how stressful was it going to be to beat Nick?
I would say you probably are the best golfer going.
Yeah, I mean,
there's not much. Don't have much competition.
Yeah, I was going to say, who's his closest competition?
But that's the thing. I might be like the Pirates and just play down to my level.
Maybe Red. I don't know. I don't think there's anybody that can.
Sam do play golf.
So
I don't know. We'll see, Chris. I just want to enjoy myself.
You know what, Dan? If you're going to give me that attitude, I hope you don't play well.
You know what, Chris?
Good.
Come that's on, bullshit.
I like that.
Because for once, I'm trying to be a humble guy, and you shred me for being a cocky bitch.
I'm trying to get fucking. I'm trying to win some money. There's a lot of money.
You want to bet on it? If you bet on me, let me know.
We might have
there.
To put.
The only thing is, I don't know who I'm betting. Like, I don't know.
Well, hopefully Matt hears this before we go on Saturday, and Matt's gonna be working at Ocean City making some lines. He'll be able to be able to make some lines. But again, I'm in my first wedding, and you've been in a wedding.
I've been
right?
a best man. Yeah.
That's right.
I had to give a speech and everything.
How did that go?
It went well. You know, your dad wouldn't be happy with me. I read the notes.
Were you nervous?
Yeah, for the speech, yes. For everything else, no.
And you know,
there a lot of people there?
Yeah, it was a pretty decent sized wedding.
But you know what's funny about it? Unless you do absolutely something stupid, like nobody remembers what you say.
No.
What's there to be nervous?
True.
Just, my advice to anybody giving a speech is just throw a couple jokes in there. And then once you get the joke off and they laugh, it's easy. It's smooth.
Everybody's drinking. I mean,
I took a shot before I went up.
Oh, so you were a little bit loosened up.
Yeah, I was good to go. And it was for Kevin, my cousin, and it was easy.
The one thing that I am worried about is our suits. Because we didn't get fitted for our suits. We had to order them online, and it just kind of asks you like your height, your weight, your age, waist. Like your waist, and then like do you like slim fit or regular fit? And then it doesn't come till I think like a week.
July 13th.
Yeah, it's like a week or so before the wedding. So
when did you have to place your orders?
Oh, I ordered mine like at least probably a month ago.
I ordered mine in February.
Yeah, it was like early.
That would give you cause for
concern. Because I mean.
Because I got a weird build, man. I don't know.
We got a lot of interesting builds in the party, for sure.
Diverse, sure.
Yes, and I think I would say more than likely that there's going to be a problem with somebody, at least one or two.
I can tell you for a fact.
I was going to say, who's it going to be? Who's going to have
110% Jubb's pants will be fucked up.
Yes, 1,000% Jubb will be...
He will be stressing out. He can't find his belt.
He'll be culprit.
His tie is too tight.
Yeah, it'll be
his pants.
It'll Jubb 100% will have. I would say most likely Jubb.
Mm-hmm. Nick might
Nick
send him
I
back.
Think probably will have some issues, but he's usually pretty good with it. He's good like getting stuff sorted out. If something's wrong, he'll figure it out. Yeah. But other than that, I think.
See, that's the thing. Jubb might not try it on to the day of the wedding.
I know.
Like, he'll get it 2 weeks before and then wait to the day of and be like, oh, fuck, my shirt doesn't fit.
And then there's nothing you can do.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that, because I picked the slim fit suit, that it's not like where I'm like going to, you know, walk down the aisle and my ass is just going to blow out of the back of it.
Oh, right. Yeah, or as soon as you sit down, it splits.
You know what? And another thing that it kind of upsets me is that we have to rent them. Like, we didn't have the option to buy them, and it was a pretty hefty chunk of change. So I was like, I wish I could just keep this. Well, it depends if it looks good.
I guess I'd never really wear it.
What color are you guys going with?
What's up?
Color.
Our
I think it's like some kind of green.
Yeah, well, I know our tie. our tie is a, it's like a sage green tie. Yeah. So I think it's, I think our suit may be like a, I don't know if it's green. Is it green?
I think so. I haven't seen it.
That's a good question. Forever. I don't know.
Shows the kind of groomsmen we are.
Yeah, I know.
Well, you guys have fun this weekend.
Yeah,
well,
no, it'll be.
How many nights are you staying? Three?
Yeah, Thursday, three nights. Friday, yep, Saturday, Thursday, Sunday. Friday, Saturday, come back Sunday. So it should be a good trip. Yeah,
we have a boat day, too. I can't wait
for
that.
Yeah, the boat day will be good. We have a, hopefully.
You take out a, what do you guys go out on?
I think we got a pontoon, I think.
I think a pontoon would be great.
Yeah, I don't. I can't say that I've ever had like a lake boat day, like on a lake. I've never on the ocean.
We've always done ocean, never lake.
But like we've never really just kind of chilled and drank on a boat ever. Every time we go on a boat, we like are doing some crazy shit,
like snorkeling and stuff.
Yeah,
like that.
Or like you know. Jet skiing.
I thought you said snorting.
We were smoking. Yeah. But I've never had a lake boat day, so I'm excited. A lot of firsts this summer. A busy
that'd
summer.
Be fun, I looked up, and speaking of that, I was on a Ocean City website, and I looked up pontoon boats so you could rent. Because I always think it'd be great if we went there.
It'd be fucking awesome.
Got there on the bayside, and it was like it was different prices for many hours. I think it was like $300 and some for like 2 hours, and it goes up. And then you go like $240. I thought, man, it wouldn't cost that much. You get 8-10 guys go out there.
I think ours is about $100 a person to go out.
How long are you going to have it for?
Most shit, we got it. Yeah, it's like 10:30 to like 6:30. So we got it a while.
There's something about just being on the water that just makes things more fun. I have no idea what it is, but drinking on water compared to drinking on land, it's just way more fun.
I think being around water is like.
I think it's the fact if I fall in, I won't.
Well, opposed if you fall on the ground.
No, I could scrape my elbow, but if I fall in water.
So you feel more comfortable drinking
like
on the water. So
more.
The fact that like if you fell, you would feel better.
Well, as long as you don't drown, you're good.
Who's most likely to drown?
Probably, man, that's a tough one. Probably Jubb.
You think Jubb?
Nah, because Jubb's actually a pretty good swimmer, I think. I don't think Nick's a very good swimmer. I think
Nick floats. Nick floats the best of him. I'll tell you that.
Probably me, honestly.
Yeah?
Probably me. I'd just fall in and just sink.
I'm like, nah, Chris, don't give me shit. I'm a great swimmer.
You have a swimmer's body.
I think if I were to train for swimming, like Olympic level swimmer.
So you'd be on your way to the
I'd be like
Olympics.
Michael Phelps, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Well, speak. We were talking about this on the radio today. The marathon swimming is in the Olympics, and it's like a 10-kilometer swim, which is like almost 6.5 miles of swimming. I think that's got to be by far the hardest thing in the Olympics.
But what's exciting about that?
True. I don't even know how you watch that. Well, I don't even know where it is. I don't know what is it in a pool? You just go back and forth like. You just like it, eventually you just throw up from turning around so many times.
Where are they at? Paris?
Paris, yeah.
Paris is a cool place.
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know how that works, but it's not intriguing at all to me. I mean, it's impressive to be able to do that, but not much excitement.
Well, I wanted to go. I want to hit back because you went on a trip, and we'll go back to that real quick. But I wanted to hit real quick because we were talking about weddings. I think it's so weird now that like. People our age, like my friends, there's so many of my friends that are already getting engaged, getting married, and here I am.
And having kids.
And having kids, and I'm like, I'm here at
We're both here.
Yeah, me and Cooley both are living together. And
you guys are really 25 or 26.
Which I'm in absolutely no rush to do that, but I just think it's crazy that like my friends now are like at the point to where they actually are getting married.
Oh, and you think back, and again, that's just another of one of many examples how time goes so fast. Because I can remember just honestly, it seemed like yesterday when down there at Third Street, you guys playing baseball.
It's incredible.
And nobody had a fucking care in the world. You're 12 years old, 10 years old, whatever, and just goofing off and having fun, just hanging with your friends. And now, as you get older, and then you think, well, yeah, like you said, guys are getting married. Yeah. Some kids, some of the guys are. Soon to be fathers, and then you're like, man, I'm already mid-20s.
It's amazing. And I was actually at a wedding this past weekend, and I'm like sitting there, and it was one of my old teammates, and it kind of made me sad. I'm like sitting there thinking, like, man, we were just like in college playing baseball together, and now like everybody just Like, we were with each other every single day for 4 years, 5 years, and then it's just like everybody splits and goes their own separate way, and then guys are getting married, and it's just like crazy. But hey,
does it make you feel like you're getting left behind a little bit, like seeing other people?
Not really. I think it's like everybody has their own timeline. Like, it's,
well, but if you drew up a, like a timeline for yourself, like you said, well, I want to be married by 27, or maybe you'd feel different. But you know,
yeah, just, like, just yeah, that's the thing. Life, yeah, like, yeah, like I had no like when I was 18, I wanted to say, oh, at this age, I want to be married. This age, I want to have kids.
Right,
it's just
by
like,
30, you want to have kids or something.
Yeah, and just, I would have never even thought of something like that because I had no idea what the fuck I was doing.
No.
I still don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah, I totally agree with you on that. I'm the same way. But it's just like, what you know, and you just want it to all happen organically.
Yeah.
You don't want
to, I'm not pressed over any.
No, because then you end up, you know, putting pressure on yourself. Yeah, you make bad decisions.
Mm-hmm. I would say you fuck something up.
Yeah. You're like, oh, shit. I said I wanted to be married by 27, so I married this girl, which I knew it wasn't right because it just wasn't going to work.
Yeah.
Like, whatever. Hey. It'll be fine.
Yeah, everybody's on their own timeline. But I wanted to go. You said Paris was cool, and you haven't been on the show since your big trip.
I know. I'm so how was back 2 weeks.
How was the trip?
It was actually one of the best trips I've ever been on. We went to London, then we went to Amsterdam, in Belgium. How you say it?
Belgium. You went to Brussels, right? Brussels, Belgium.
And then we went to Paris. And it was honestly one of the best trips I've ever.
And you were about a week and a half you were gone, right?
I was gone for 10 days.
What was the best city? Ooh. If you could pick one.
It's hard for me to pick because I had so much fun in different ways in all of them. London was like New York with the bars and like kind of like the party scene. Amsterdam, it's like a lawless place where people are smoking weed.
Oh, yeah. I was going to ask you about that because I had a friend that went there a couple years ago and said it was just like,
it's just nobody gives a fuck.
Is there any like comparable like city that you've ever, to Amsterdam? Like any, no. There's no. Nothing.
You mean
like,
in this country?
Yeah.
Hell no. No. Because the way the city's laid out, so it's a bunch of canals.
Yeah.
And like people going up and down the canals.
Which I think is so sick.
It's sick. We went up and down the canals, and they like to show you throughout the whole city. That was awesome. Then people were just in coffee shops, drinking coffee, smoking weed.
Did you see, I think it's in Amsterdam, the outdoor like urinals, like where like the blue, I think they're blue.
Yeah.
And you go in and just take a piss like in the middle of everybody.
It's incredible. Yeah, really?
That's so cool. Yeah, they're like I forget what they're called. I gotta look this up now.
It's honestly feels like there's no laws there just because of how much stuff you can do and how much fun everybody there is.
There's a lot of chaos in the streets.
Like everywhere you're always like swerving through people, and there's restaurants everywhere, there's bars everywhere, there's weed shops everywhere. And it was a really unique experience.
Did you have any language barriers?
Yes.
I was gonna ask you about that.
Well, pretty much everybody could speak English, but the accents and stuff were crazy. Mm-hmm. Like sometimes I couldn't understand them because the accents were just so bad.
Where was the so obviously London they speak English. Amsterdam was that were they?
Yeah, it's pretty much the same everywhere. But
was Paris
what
they
about
spoke?
Paris, right?
Well, yeah, French. That's Paris.
I would say that probably was the
probably
worst.
Probably don't.
But there was everything was written in English too. So like for me, it wasn't harder. Like
I wonder what. People in Amsterdam, in the Netherlands, speak Dutch. Dutch. And then Belgium, they would speak.
That's a good question. I honestly didn't even think about it.
That's a great question. I was looking up the outdoor urinals. They have them because Amsterdam, they drink so much there.
Yeah,
it's incredible. And it's like these little outdoor, like it's basically like a porta john without walls. Honestly.
So like you could just have one of those down at the waterfront.
Yeah, just like yeah, and just go take a piss. Mm-hmm.
And it's nuts. The red light district, nuts. They got legal prostitutes in Amsterdam, which is insane. I didn't partake in any of it.
I was going to say how much you spend for yours.
None. But I did walk around. I did go explore and see what it was like, and it is insane. I can't imagine that in America.
Mm-hmm. So like it's nothing like anything.
I've never seen anything. Like, and you know me, I've traveled to a bunch of places. Amsterdam is truly the most unique spot I've ever been to in my whole life.
Did you see any? Was there any problems there? Everybody seemed happy.
No, that's the thing. Like
along and
everybody
and friendly.
There was ready to party and have fun. The locals were cool. The people traveling there were cool. Everybody's high and drunk.
Did people like, did they see, were they different? Obviously, they were different from Americans. Were they, like, yeah. were they friendlier? Were people friendly? I feel like London, no.
So, I will say this. The one thing I did, this is kind of fucked up, but one thing I did notice about everybody from all these other places is nobody was fat.
Mm-hmm. That is,
which I'm not trying yeah. to be fucked up.
But no,
like,
I mean,
everybody there walks, and like the food's so much better. Like, there's, I swear, I don't remember seeing one fat person.
That's actually
like,
really,
and it's kind of weird that's for me. Cool. I didn't realize until I came back home, and I was like, man, there's really not one fat person. But
until you walk around Wheeling or yeah. Pittsburgh, and you see
every day we
every
walk 10 miles,
third person is fat.
But it was seriously.
Did they treat you any differently that you were American? Like, did any like. Mm.
No, I mean, I didn't.
Not that you noticed. Yeah. Like,
the only thing I got told was I sound British and I sound country. That was the only things that anybody ever said to me.
Did they treat Say any differently?
No. Everybody treated us cool. We fit right in. We met a bunch of locals. We met people traveling.
He said that people were following you guys at one point.
Yeah, like, not in a weird, not yeah. like in a stalker.
But like
way,
they liked, because they liked you.
Yeah, they met us at the bar. We took some shots together, stuff like that. We were going to the next bar and stuff like that, yeah.
Was France cool?
France was cool. Going up to the Eiffel Tower.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, you went to the Eiffel Tower, mm-hmm. right?
I went up to the top. We actually walked down the stairs on the way down, and that, I don't mind heights, but I don't like railings, like where I could like potentially fall over.
Wait, you can walk down the stairs?
Yeah, you can walk all the way up.
So you could jump off if you wanted to?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know the Eiffel Tower.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, like when you go up to like the platform, you can literally lean like over.
Wonder if anybody's done that.
I don't know.
I'm about to look that up now. I looked up that.
I'm sure someone.
They speak. They speak French, Dutch, and German. Belgium. That was the back of what we were talking about. I want to look up if anybody has died.
Yeah, because I think you sent a picture shortly after there. Big Ben.
Yeah, Big Ben. That was a cool sight too. Yeah, we saw all the sights. It was awesome. And the thing of that trip is, like, normally on trips we go to like a resort, so like you have like the food, the water, mm-hmm. whatever. Like, you don't even need to worry about anything. This one is, we landed in London, we stay up till 4 a.m. The next day we pull an all-nighter, we get on a train, drive all the way to Amsterdam, we flew to Brussels. Like, it was just nonstop going. I never got any sleep, and I never once complained. It was so much fun. It was just,
oh yeah, well yeah, because you're just there on vacation.
To see all this amazing stuff and meet awesome people and mm-hmm. eat great food and get to be with some of my best friends. It was just honestly, it was truly a great experience.
So since its construction in 1887, it's estimated that about 370 people have died there at the Eiffel Tower between suicides, stupid yeah. accidents, testings of planes and parachutes, and failed bets.
Yeah. Yeah.
370. Well, that's a lot of people.
I don't...
God,
when you talk
man.
About the fear of height, I sometimes do. Like, like going up as high, like something like that, but looking down is what kind of...
Yeah, that's what gets me, too.
Creeps me out. Or like even like watching like a movie or something, and somebody's like on the edge of a cliff, and you mm-hmm. look down, and like...
What about when we ride the Ferris wheel at Ocean City?
That's a safe ride.
Yeah, you're right.
That's a pretty safe ride.
Jubb was saying that he doesn't like to look up. When like if you're on and you yeah, look I up I which I agree know, with that, him I kind of agree with him. Like when I look up, like
I've never once been like, oh fuck, that's terrifying. But when I look down, my stomach,
because I'm right, tighten up. Mine is too, because like I'm not gonna die falling
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I'll be I'm fine.
I don't know what it is.
Shoot up.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I think it's the fact that like you can't, like it just goes for, like you don't see ground. Like it's just like,
see, that's what
blue.
Scares me is the ground.
Well, and no matter, even if you got shot up, you know you're coming down.
Yeah.
So
well, yeah.
The end result yeah. is you're going down and you're going to splat.
Then I'm dead.
Right, exactly.
So Cools is safe and sound back in the U.S. He's he made it back. Mm-hmm. Say's back safe.
Yep.
Everybody else that went is safe. So it was a good trip.
Yep, definitely recommend going over there.
Yeah, that's definitely on the bucket list for sure.
Yeah, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. Good for you guys.
Yeah, well, I wanted to hit on, because I was driving down here. Have you guys ever seen a guy that drives a Dodge Ram drive the speed limit? If you think about it. Because I don't think there has ever been a guy that drives a lifted Dodge Ram, a regular Dodge Ram, anything.
Why a Dodge?
I don't know. I don't know. They never drive the speed limit. I've never seen one ever.
Now I'm going to keep an eye on this.
Seriously,
it's funny you say that, because I just had a big ass Dodge Ram, on my way to Pittsburgh drive like a fucking asshole.
So yeah, every single time, if you're in the left lane, you better believe they're going to be up your ass. Yep. They'll be right up your ass with their LED headlights in your rear view mirror until you get over, and then they're speeding by you, probably going to roll coal.
Yep.
But that was a quick question you got, because that happened to me again today. So if you're driving so many times,
I get mad when, even if you're going like 70, 75 on the interstate and someone comes up behind you, they're probably going 90, 95. And it just pisses me off.
It really, and I was thinking about it today when I was driving down here. I'm like, I don't mind. Like I try to keep about 10 miles per hour over the speed limit is about my 10 to 15. Like if it's 55, well, really, I just try to keep up with the flow of traffic, which I think is acceptable.
Yes.
But I think people that go upwards of like 85, 90.
It's got a death wish.
I think you're an asshole. Mm-hmm. Where do you got to go that's that important? If you're late, leave earlier.
They probably just have a car that's got... Maybe he's driving fast to get away from him. Could be that.
Maybe they're going to the golf course.
But that's frustrating. It made me laugh though today talking about driving, and because when we were talking about the heat, I was on the interstate and this an girl whatever passed me, and she was like in a Honda Civic, something like that, and you know what is it, 95 degrees, and she's driving with all four windows down.
I mean you had mentioned that, I think, when we were going to Ocean City. If we drove the whole way there with all four windows down.
the whole time.
That would be miserable. It would actually be miserable.
You couldn't hear.
Shit would be blown around in your car.
Yes.
When I'm driving, I have my driver's side window down, maybe sometimes the passenger.
I'll do that too.
Rarely.
To cool it down.
Because it'll go, really if hot, it flow yeah. through.
Oh, and then I'll have papers in the back that all of a sudden I hear it rustling in the back, and I'm like, shit, if I got to hurry up and close the window, it's going to fly out the window. But it just made me laugh when I saw that girl, and you know, it's 95, and she's just cruising with four windows down. Now, maybe she doesn't have air, but... That would not be fun.
No, hell, absolutely not.
You got to have at least two down, because if you have one down, then that weird ass noise happens. It's like super loud. You know what I'm talking about?
It's weird. Like it makes it with your ears.
So much.
Wonder what that is. Wonder why that's a.
And then I saw another guy too had an old one of those Ford Mustangs, but it was an older. It wasn't a classic. It was like one of those ones that they redesigned in the 90s. But it was a convertible, and he was driving that. And I'm like that.
Would you enjoy a convertible, you think?
Nope.
No, I've never seen the appeal for what, especially me, my fucking hair would be on the back of my head. But
well, and you know what?
You can't even wear a hat.
And I've had cars with sunroofs, and I swear to God, any time that I go, I don't have one on this car, but when I would use it, it seemed like every time I'd open it up, even if I cracked it, the fucking sun comes right down and it's right in my eyes.
Every time.
No matter what direction, I could be going south, east, north, it doesn't matter. And that's an overrated part of a car, if you ask me. Sure.
The sunroof?
Yeah.
I feel like it's very underused.
What's the point? What's the difference between that and then your window?
I think, well, one, it's probably a selling point. I would imagine. Oh, you get the new panoramic sunroof.
Yeah, I mean, it's okay. I mean, it's just a luxury to have, but it doesn't impress me.
You can't stick your head out of it. So what's the point?
Well, you know, if you're in the back seat.
I guess that's a good thought that I never...
It just was always weird. It seemed like that when I would use it, the sun would come right through it, because I'd only use it when it was sunny, because it's called a sunroof.
I've seen people call it a moonroof as well.
Yeah, they have.
I don't know if that's like a rear, like a rear seat thing.
I really don't know, but it's whatever. I think that's an overrated part of a vehicle.
I agree. Another topic that I wanted to hit is. Chris, you probably haven't seen this yet, but I don't think you've watched it either, but you've definitely heard of it. And we were talking about it on the radio the other day. Star Wars The Acolyte is a new show just released out on Disney Plus. And horrible, absolutely awful, the worst Star Wars project that they've ever made. They're trying to push this message, and I have no problem with anybody, but they're trying to push. There's so many hidden agenda messages they're trying to push across. It's like, it's Star Wars. Like, all we care about is fucking lightsabers and people using the Force and shit blowing up. And this moron Kathleen Kennedy is trying to ruin Star Wars. And I just wanted to read
some of these.
You
know, who's
Kathleen Kennedy? She's the new studio. She's like, you know, I actually got to look up her title, whatever she. But she's basically in charge of all of, like, Disney Star Wars projects.
No, you're right. I have not seen it. The only thing I know about is reading all those text messages in that group, and you guys were just railing on it.
It's the worst. I just wanted to read some of these comments that said, Kathleen Kennedy resigned now. Cancel this show. I would like to not catch up. I'd rather save my eyes from this show ASAP. Please make it stop. It says, who else has canceled their Disney Plus subscription? Enough. Stop bombing my feed with this garbage. So it's just, I could go on and on about
this,
but it's
now,
just.
What is this a series now?
Yeah, it's a new series, and it's like set before all of the original
Star Wars. Is this the first time that Star Wars has ever had a series?
No. So these, they since they started like Disney Plus, since Disney bought Lucasfilm and Star Wars, they've tried to get it, and ever since then, really, it's not
going downhill.
Yeah, they've had a few good things here and there, but the overall just been awful. Yeah. And I think it's so like the actors don't even know anything about the show, and like one of the actresses was like said nerds are gay. Like what? What are we doing? Like that's homophobic in itself, and they're trying to promote this message.
Agenda,
but like I think it's so ridiculous that
are people watching it though? Just because it's
because it's so bad. It's like a car crash. People want to see like a bad car crash. It literally is. It is the worst. It's the worst, but people are watching it, I guess, and they'll probably go back on it and say, "Oh, this is the best project we've made yet, based on views." But it's got a 14% audience score on Rotten Tomatoes, so that's
I hate that. And I've never been a Star Wars person at all. I think I might have seen the very first one, like in 77, but I've never followed. But I know you guys. Are you a Star Wars guy?
Big Star Wars guy.
And so you guys, and I don't know about Jubb. I know Matt is.
Yeah, Matt's a big star. Probably just myself.
I know
Cool's
Jubb. Me and your dad.
Oh man. My dad, anything like sci-fi futuristic, he's not.
You know, it's funny. I stopped in the vets club on Sunday after I got back from my sister's, and right before your dad was leaving, there was some talk. About any shows you've been watching, whatever. Mm-hmm. And Brad was telling your dad about one show, and I don't remember the name of it. I didn't hear him, but I heard Brad explaining to your dad that it had to do a lot with sci-fi. And as soon as I heard that, I said, Coach didn't watch it. I didn't know what it was, but I I'm not a sci-fi guy either. I did not like that.
I'd say it's very hit or miss, I feel like. It can be like really silly, or it can be like good, like a Star Wars show. I mean, I guess that's opinionated, but you like sci-fi, don't you?
Well, yeah, I was going to say, I like my shows to be something I can't do in real life. A lot of the times, like Game of Thrones, Star Wars, is it like stuff that doesn't happen in real life? Transformers, Pirates of the Caribbean, like I love all that stuff because I don't want to watch, I don't know, a cop show.
But you know, like, well, you
know, like I just, oh, he robbed the bank, up, put him in handcuffs, done. Yeah. Every fucking
Do you like
episode.
True stories?
See, that's a little different than.
Because Jubb hates true stories. He hates watching anything that's a true story. Because he
like
says
a movie that's based or like
yeah,
a documentary.
Yeah, like any well, he likes documentaries.
Okay, documentaries. I love
documentaries. But he's like movies that like are based
like
on
Lone
a
Survivor.
Yeah, like Lone Survivor.
I love that. That's
he
awesome.
Like he hates that. Like hates anything because he knows it's like you know how it ends, I guess, technically.
So he doesn't like so a movie that's made based on true events.
Yeah. Which I don't like Remember the Titans. I don't know if he I don't know if he likes that movie or not.
But it was based off that coach.
Yeah,
that
which is all-timer for me.
It's a great one.
I think that's an all-timer.
Does he like that one?
I don't know if he like because it's a sports movie. Football. I don't know.
He'll just say hike football.
But here's the thing, though. If he went and watched a movie but didn't know it was based on true events, would that change his weight?
That's a good question.
I don't know.
Like, if you just put on a movie right now.
Well, knowing Jubb, he'll probably hate it anyways.
Well, I mean, it doesn't have to be sport. I'm just saying anything. And then he sits here and we watch it together, and then he really likes it. And then you say, hey, Jubb, that was based on true events.
Yeah, that's a good question.
I mean,
we'll have to bring him in here and ask that.
Yeah, I mean, does it matter if he knows beforehand if he's going to like it?
Yeah, because the other day he said we were in the car and he just goes, I hate true stories. Because him and my dad were talking about shows that he was watching and he just goes, yeah, I hate true stories.
I'm going to text him later on and say, why the hell, what's wrong with true stories?
Well, and he'll get back to you in about 2 weeks.
Well, we get back from Deep Creek.
See if he can get back to me by July.
Well, I tell you, one thing I have noticed, whenever we're in the car, he'll go on his phone because that's the only thing he has. He doesn't have the computer. He doesn't have Evie. He doesn't have anything else to distract him.
Evie.
Yeah. Evie's a big... speaking of that, the heat, oh my gosh. Evie was laying out in the yard today in the sun, like right before I left. So, like, it's beat 95 out. And I was like, I feel, because she loves being outside. I almost felt like I went and grabbed her and put her inside because I felt like if I leave her out here, she might, next time I come out, she might just be dead.
But like, she didn't want to come in?
No, she doesn't. It doesn't matter what is going on. She wants to stay outside. But like, I felt like a good responsible dog owner for me taking her inside.
No, right. Well, now what would it? Well, now what if it's like 5 degrees? She wants to come.
She probably would come. She doesn't like the cold. She doesn't like the cold. But
so she's opposite of Jubb.
Oh yeah, yeah. She. Well, yeah. I guess so. Because she's got a short coat. So she.
Right.
She like. Well, how's Toby doing in the heat?
Not good.
No good.
No. not good. And you know, now the older he gets too, I mean, it gets a little. I mean, how he's outside whining when it's like 50 degrees, so it's too cold. You know, what about Yogi?
Oh no, he's a winter dog too. And too, as soon as the heat comes out, he just looks like a sweaty pig.
Now I know that your parents always walked him in the morning. They still do that.
Yeah, every morning he.
I mean, even now routine. With the heat.
Yeah. He makes them. He'll like shake my dad's bed and stuff, wake his ass up and go for a walk.
But do they go the same distance in the heat?
So Yogi's hit or miss. He either makes it out of the front yard or he doesn't. Mm-hmm. That's about it. And then he just goes from there.
Didn't they used to go down to Warwood?
Yep.
They still do that?
The Warwood Trail to take him up to the Highlands. They mix it up.
Okay.
He's spoiled. Right. That's the most spoiled dog I've ever seen. He was laying on the kitchen floor making my dad hand feed him on his side. Like eating, I think it was steak, like raw steak. He's being hand fed. I was like, this dog is just incredible.
Wow.
An absolute, he's living a king's life.
Damn, that's not a bad gig.
No, not at all.
He's the king. Yeah. King Yogi.
King Yogi.
Queen Yogi and Queen Evie.
He needs a treadmill.
We'll wrap up here in a little, probably about 20 minutes or so, maybe 10 minutes. I wanted to go through, I'm looking on Reddit right now. A subreddit that says of questions, and some of these I will go through a few of these real quick, and it kind of blows my mind some of the questions that people ask, like what this one: do guys purposefully smell girls? Every time I pass a guy in the street, I hear him do a big sniff. I don't know if I'm just overthinking it or guys really do smell women when they walk past.
Ew.
No. I think that guy's imagining it.
Whoever
I
mean, that is probably is wearing a fucking shit ton of perfume.
Yeah.
Well, this guy says, I'm not saying that I purposely try to smell women, but a good smelling woman is something that you are going to notice. Or one who smells like piss, I'll notice that.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, but, maybe she just smells like ass.
I mean, this thread is amazing. The guy says, or one who smells like piss, I'll notice that. The next one, cat piss. The next one, water buffalo.
Oh, no.
Curry loves that. Remember that? Those girls smell like cat piss.
Cat piss. You should try the piss buffalo while you're here.
I love, there's nothing funnier than comments on something.
Right, the comments know. The comments are better than the original.
I get online sometimes and read articles. A lot of it's sports, but I might not even read the entire article. I just go right to the comments, especially anything about LeBron James.
I love the LeBron comments.
It's so funny.
I got another one here. Woman I've been dating won't wear a seatbelt. Is that a deal breaker? She's 40, smart with a good job, really falling for her, but I realize she never wears one. And when I asked if she makes her kids, she said yes for long trips. Now it's bugging me. Would anyone else think this is a major red flag? Just so weird in 2023.
I mean, the only thing that would bother me is if that fucking like alarm's going off the whole.
I'm
like, all right, put your fucking seatbelt on.
But right, like, right.
That's
not a red flag at all.
I don't know.
It's personal choice.
I guess care about your life. Well, that's up to you.
Yeah, the first comment says, I've always felt that not wanting to die in a car crash is a green flag.
All right, let me ask you this, since you're talking about that girl. Okay, and it's, so either one of you guys, you're going out on a first date. Like somebody hooks you up with a girl that you don't really know. So you don't know much about her. And good looking girl, you're like, okay, we'll give it. And so you get in the car and you take off wherever you're going, and she fires up a cigarette.
Oh man, done.
That is a deal breaker.
That's done. Yeah, done. Yeah. If she's lighting up a cig in the car, like if you're just doing the occasional smoke.
Like a late night drunk cig maybe is okay.
I can let that slide. You're in the car on your first date.
On your first date.
Then she, God, you're definitely ripping 40 to 50 cigs a day.
Like, and she doesn't she doesn't even ask you. It's just like,
hey, do you care if I smoke? Like,
that's three packs.
Like, what the fuck?
Yo, hey, Tyler, you
got a light?
You got a lighter?
That was like that girl at Ocean City that was running around asking people for lighters, and I thought she was pretty hot.
Yeah.
And then she went and ripped a cig and took the lighter from me and ran away.
See, to me, if you see a woman, especially like from behind, or you can't really see her face at first, and then you get closer, like, man, she's like hot and she's well built and everything, and then you get in front of her and she's got a cigarette. If she's ranked a 10, she's down to like a 5.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Well, every aspect goes out. Bad breath, your clothes stink, your teeth are yellow, everything.
And you get that gravelly voice.
The voice, you start to get wrinkly. Not that you do it when you're
I'll
like
say this.
Young, but
if you're a heavy smoker, then like your fingertips are kind of yellow.
Yeah, it's everything.
The walls in your living room are orange.
But to answer your question, deal break. Yeah, okay. Done, all gone.
Right. What about vapes? Like, can you date a girl that vapes all the time?
That, I guess, is a little different. But still, I'm not a big fan of.
So no. Say yes or no. Would you date a girl that vapes all the time or no?
Well,
does it depend on what she looks like?
That was my caveat. Yeah. If she's a 10, then
yeah, fuck
do it all you want. But if she's down to like a 7, that's my cutoff.
Yeah.
But no matter, you'll definitely choose a vape over a cigarette.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
I would too.
Because, I mean, that at least
it doesn't smell like shit.
Eliminates the smell.
I still think
it makes your breath stink.
Yeah.
I know. That's such a gross. That's the grossest.
I got another one here. What's something that's supposed to be for kids, but you still love it?
Oh.
That's
a Ferris good
question. Wheels.
Yeah, Ferris wheels. I agree with that. I mean,
every time we've gone there, Jared, I go on a Ferris wheel. I paid $10 to go on a Ferris wheel that lasts about 10 minutes.
This person says, coloring. I love it. My kid, not so much.
I was going to say cereal. I love cereal.
You think cereal's for kids?
I feel like Frosted Flakes.
You like cereal, Chris. Oh,
I haven't had some, but coolly, I'm backing you 100%.
Yeah, that's
cereal.
Yeah.
Like I'm thinking, you know, I'm 59 and I'm eating a bowl of fucking
Lucky Charms.
Or I'll go and you know what? I haven't had these in a while, so I go and I buy a box of Fruit Loops.
Yeah.
Man.
What's wrong with me?
Oh, these for your kids?
I think I told my...
I'm a big kid, yeah. I guess.
I don't know if it was you, Cools, or somebody that I was like, I don't think... I have not had a bowl of cereal in, like, years.
Oh,
but it's
it.
So good. Like, it, cereal's
Why have you
so,
not had it?
I don't know. I just... I didn't
it's
even,
so
like...
so easy. You just...
I know.
Pour milk
and
in
there's
and
you're your
done.
There's your breakfast.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
Maybe I'll go after this and go get a box of Cinnamon Toast
of
Crunch.
Real quick, and I know that Brownie House is now one of our sponsors.
Yeah.
And I had the Oreo one that your dad gave
it's
me.
It's so good.
And I had to cut, I think I was telling you guys, I had to cut it up in slivers.
You have to.
I couldn't eat all, but when he ordered a box, correct? I thought he said on the radio.
Yeah, it came in the other day.
Yeah, so how did it come packaged? Like 12 in there?
Yeah, so
and
we
a,
got
is
a
it an
with,
assortment.
Yeah, so I guess officially we can announce our partnership with them July 1st, Brownie House. But I mean, we can still obviously promote them.
Oh, no,
yeah,
I'm going to.
Yeah, heck. There are one of our first, like, I guess organic sponsorships where we didn't even, they came to us.
Yeah.
It was awesome. They were the coolest people. And, yeah, but they came to the house the other day. Mailman Bruce dropped them off. He had a big box that said Brownie House on it. And they came in this little, like, cooler pack. Like, mm-hmm. It's like one of those, like, frozen packs.
Oh, yeah.
And
I like those home meals that they send.
Yeah, yeah, okay. It's a nice package, and they came in. I think he got like six brownies, a couple Whoopie pies, and a couple other things. Phenomenal.
Whoopie pies are good too.
Absolutely. I had a piece of Whoopie pie the other day. I had a birthday cake brownie. Incredible.
I saw that on their website, and their website is simple. It's user friendly. I mean, not that.
And
it's
we, I tell you what, that it is a perfect partnership for us, because I know that every single one of us is a
but the thing about
fan of
but,
sweets.
But I can see Jubb though scarfing one of those down with one bite.
He could. Oh, I don't know if
an animal.
They're so rich.
Yes.
That I don't think they're so like just full of flavor that like I don't think you could do it.
And you
it'd make you puke.
So even, I don't know how if you got actual 12 items in that box, you know, but you would think, okay, well, I'm going to get a box of those. Brownies, and whichever ones you get, they look to be all the same size. But really, you could, like, it would take me at least two different settings or sittings, I guess, to eat one.
100%.
Because they're so rich.
Oh,
they're so good.
God, they're so good. They are amazing. So, so July 1st, our partnership officially goes live with the Brownie House down in Morgantown.
I'm going to order me a box.
Yeah. Now. Yeah. So they are. That's a big one. That's a big one for
that's
sure.
Awesome. That
yeah.
is awesome.
Yeah, it's gonna be a good one. So be on the lookout for that as we
have you been to their store?
No, not yet. Cooley has.
Yeah, Me Soup and Coach Dobra. It's a really nice store. It's in a really unique spot. You kinda like gotta go down searching for it a little bit. But behind the store they have a trail where people walk up and down, and they have a little like patio out back. You can walk right into the store.
That's so cool.
So it's cool.
Yeah, I can't wait to get down there. We gotta go. We're gonna go check it out soon.
You're like on just a Saturday. You don't have anything going. Go.
Yeah,
go,
I think we're gonna
take a road trip.
Yeah, we're gonna go soon. So we'll definitely plan something out for sure.
Good friend. But yeah, they're. I mean, I just had the Oreo one, but they got some great
stuff. They seem like awesome people. I haven't met them yet. So excited for that one. So be on the lookout for that for sure. Real quick, we'll hit a couple more questions here, and to go back on the one that something that is supposed to be for kids, but you still love. This guy says ordering chicken tenders and fries when out at a restaurant.
That's you.
That speaks volumes to me for sure. That is, you can never go wrong. You can never go wrong.
I mean, I guess, but don't you ever get tired of it?
No, because I know it's always there for me. Because I'll change it up. I used to be way worse. I used to be horrible. That used to be my only thing I would
improved,
get.
But still, like, don't you? I don't know. I guess part of me was like, man, I don't want to go my whole life without trying something.
Yeah, which I understand that.
So why don't you try stuff?
I do. Enough.
I feel like you're still trying.
Hey, you went to Pho Char.
Yeah, I had Vietnamese food.
Yeah.
What'd you get?
Well,
chicken
fried rice.
Oh my god, that's not. No,
well, like, you know what though? I think he did get it spicy. A little spicy.
Yeah, I got spicy. It was really fucking good. It was really goddamn good. You guys got what was the soup you got?
It was just called pho. It was just giant bowl.
I mean, this bowl is like It's like as big as this coffee table. How big this bowl was.
I mean, you could have ate it with a ladle.
I did try that though. I tried some of Jubb's.
It's good.
And it's such a unique flavor. I don't even know. It's so hard to describe.
What makes you not want to try certain things though? Like, why are you so hesitant to try, like, you know what I mean?
It seemed like for the longest time, years ago, like, you lived off of what, pepperoni rolls and chicken tenders.
Yeah,
he still does, but
yeah. Hey. Every now and then,
it's just what you eat. Like, babe, I'm just curious what's going to your head.
Is big fuel of yeah. me.
Well, you know what? Today. So let's say
it's our next sponsor.
Well, don't do this. So you there's just some girl out there that you know you got to see, and you're like, man, I'd love to go out with her. I've always had my eye on her. And you fucking go to dinner and you get chicken tenders and fries.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever done that. I can't say I've ever done that.
I mean, I don't know how many like first dates. Yeah, I don't think I've done that.
I wouldn't do that, but I will say if she tells him no just because he got chicken tenders, then she wasn't the one anyway.
True. Because she should enjoy them too.
Yeah.
Maybe we could go get like Raisin Cane's. That could be a good.
That's smart.
I think that's a good first date. Raisin Cane's.
I don't think that's bad. I'm more of a sushi guy, I feel like.
I like sushi.
Yeah, I don't think it's good.
I'd go to get
sushi. There's like Raising Cane's, that's like a fast food, though.
Yeah, I think that's like a casual, like, hey, you want to hop in the car real quick and go?
Too quick, though.
Yeah. Yeah, that's you're right. Yeah, there's not a lot of time because you don't sit down and
where
order.
Where you go, and I know this would make Matt, you go to the Cheesecake Factory.
Matt's turning it off the show right now.
He'd be saying, Chris, you're a fucking dick.
I ate that place recently.
Right.
That's so funny.
I have to disagree with him. I ate that recently. That food is phenomenal.
It is.
It's so good. Why does he think it's so bad?
My only complaint on that, the menu is just too much.
It is a lot. There's like 9, I can't 000. Remember his reasoning why it was a bad first date spot.
I don't know.
I forget.
I think it's great.
I think it is too.
The caloric
it's insane. Everything's at least 1200
calories.
Intake is
fucking wild.
It's insane. Oh, wow. You eat two items there, you gain 4 pounds.
That's crazy. But it's so worth it. You had what'd you get that one time to drink there? The espresso martinis.
Me and Jenna were killing.
We fucked up before the flight.
We were hammered before the flight. I love those drinks. They're so good.
God damn.
They get you fired up too.
I've never had one.
And I don't even know when we got in that discussion why I think Soup was for it maybe.
I don't know. Maybe he was against it. We got to get those two back.
Yeah, we got to.
First question next time Matt's on, if he's on next week, I'm going to ask him.
Why do you hate
Matt? What was it that you hated about Cheesecake Factory?
Right, and I don't know. Hopefully he won't just crush it. I mean, and I don't think it's bad. I love the atmosphere there. It was really nice. I was the one in Columbus, and I think that's the only time I had been there.
Yeah, I went when we went. I think we were in Tampa. I think that was the first time that I've ever been to one. I've never been to the one in Pittsburgh.
It was good.
I can't remember what I got. I don't remember what I ate there.
To each his own.
Yep. I got another one here, Chris, that is relevant to us. The one person says bubbles, flying kites, and water fights. Flying kites.
Bubbles.
We were talking about that today on the radio.
You're never too old for a kite. And we didn't do that.
Well, it was funny that Cooley, because I said flying a kite's fucking cool, and he was like, "Really? Is that fun?"
I don't know how fun flying a kite is. I've never done it. But
it's and Coach said
but he said the thrill of it was like
it is. It is. Like once you get it up, you get it up in the air. It's fucking awesome,
especially if you tie extra string on it and just see how high it will
go. My gosh, which it was funny when Coach said today on the radio, it's hard to get it up.
It's hard to get it up sometimes.
And we were on the radio, so that was a little bit of a
because you saw a disaster last year when we couldn't.
It was too windy.
Yeah,
we had too much wind, and it was very difficult.
Just doesn't sound like a very fun.
And that was when shortly after that, Jubb had a reaction.
Yeah, pretty much like once we realized we couldn't get that kite up, then Jubb
and then Jubb had a break.
Maybe that was triggered by the inability to get the
kite. He's allergic to not flying kites.
Right. His body had a bad reaction. Disappointing.
A couple more here for this question. Swings. The park near me has some with adult sized seats.
No, you can't. I can't be a 40-year-old man. Swinging.
Yeah, that's a little bit.
Yeah, how about like if you're 40 years old and you and Jared, and Hey, Jared, come push me.
Yeah, yeah. You want to go to the punk and
or like I'm driving home one day and I'm like look over on the to my left and Cooley's by himself in the park swinging on a swing. He's there with like a picnic basket, yeah. Like a juice box,
right? Yeah. Or like a bike that has a basket on.
And
the
I had my window down. And I could just hear him going. Wee.
Yeah.
I have a Capri Sun.
Last one here for this this question. What's something that's supposed to be for kids but you still love it? And this guy says boobs.
Well,
wait, what?
I don't think boobs are for kids.
Yeah.
He just says boobs. I guess technically you could make that case.
Yeah. What about like model trains and stuff? Like a lot of them.
That's fucking incredible. Chris, the next reply to that said it's like model trains. Shit, I lost. Hold on. I just read that. He was like, oh, yeah. It's like model trains made for kids, but the dads have all the fun with them. I agree with. Model trains are cool.
And ask your dad, too. You may have talked about race tracks.
He used. Oh, I don't know if I.
No, race, like he would build them in grandma's old house down in the basement. And it was so cool. We had so much fun with those things. You could build all kind of different shapes of tracks, and we spent hours doing that. But I remember sometime me and my brother we and Mark would be down there, and we'd gun it because it's just like a trigger that they use to power the cars. And sometimes like me and Tim would just like go too fast, and the fucking cars just they fall off the track down onto this concrete floor. And you fucking guys, quit acting like a dick.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't blame you because you pay for those cars.
Oh yeah,
but I always had so much fun, and if we set one up here, I'd come down and play.
Oh. Hey, well, maybe that's our next purchase on the card.
I don't care. I'll sign on.
Yeah, well, yeah. You're our finance guy. All right, our last question of the day. We got a few minutes left before we wrap up. This is a good one. Are there any celebrities that you hate an unreasonable amount for almost no reason? This guy says, I'll start Taylor Swift and Leonardo DiCaprio. I hate them so much, and I honestly couldn't tell you exactly why.
Oh, my God. That's a tough question.
I get it. Sometimes certain celebrities just rub us the wrong way for no clear reason. For me, it's Gwyneth Paltrow. There's just something about her that irritates me, even though I can't pinpoint exactly why. And then this guy says, the fucking vagina candle set me over the edge with her.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. I don't.
But for just no reason.
For no reason.
I mean, there's a ton of celebrities I hate, but I have a reason. I have reasons.
Yeah, like Randy Moss told me to fuck off.
But yeah, but that's yeah, yeah like that's you a have a reason. Reason. Like this guy says, every Kardashian, and this guy says there are very valid reasons for hating them.
Well, maybe just because they became filthy rich with the zero talent. I mean, they just created a TV show. Yeah. I mean,
this guy says Owen Wilson. I don't hate him per se, but he makes my brain itch.
You know what,
the only thing I was ever able to tolerate him in was Loki.
And I agree. I think he's a dick.
Owen Wilson.
That's a guy that I really don't like either. I just don't like his looks.
See, I didn't like him in
Loki. I'm trying to think.
I see the guy from Wedding Crashers. That's all I know him
for. Yeah, I'm trying to think of any that I hate for no reason.
I'd say a month ago it probably would have been Rowdy Tellez, but...
You had reason, yeah.
Yeah, you had a reason.
Why did Moss tell you to fuck off?
Well, it wasn't me specifically. It was one of my friends. We walked up to get a picture, and we didn't see that he was on the phone, and he turned around and told us to fuck off. And then we tweeted at him. And he tweeted back, and we went back and forth a little bit. So, fuck Randy Moss. I hate Randy Moss.
But I figured you would have just beat him up.
I should have, but I was like 13, 14. Oh, okay. He would have said that to me this year.
No, you're not. You weren't as tough then as you are now.
No, definitely not.
Okay.
But I was still pretty, like, if Randy Moss was 14, I would have beat him up, you know?
He'd have never made the pros.
No, he had no legs.
Or you'd have snapped one of his arms.
I would have took a bat to the kneecap.
Yeah.
Man, I don't know for no reason. That's a tough one. Like this guy says Ellen DeGeneres, but like I feel like there's also reasons to dislike her.
That's a tough question.
Yeah, fuck all those.
For absolutely no reason, a celebrity that I hate.
I don't really have any that I mean, I think I have valid reasons for all of them.
LeBron.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I guess just some of the things he says makes me mad, but I mean, it doesn't really affect my life. None of those people do.
Man, I don't know. I don't hate any celebrities for no reason, I guess. I guess I have good reason to hate them all. Not all of them, but hate the ones that I do hate, if I do hate any, which I can't even think right now. Which celebrity I hate? I don't know. I can't think. Brain block. We put ourselves on the spot.
Yeah, we did. But we're good.
Yeah, we're about... I think we're about ready to wrap up here. Episode 113 of the Pine Room Podcast. Just me, Cools, and Chris tonight.
Light crew, and our buddy Mike over here.
Yeah. Mike the Monkey.
He must have fallen asleep.
Mike the Monkey. He didn't say much today. I think he was a little shy.
He's still thinking about what celebrity.
Yeah, I mean, I just pulled him off the shelf up here, so he didn't have any time to prepare. So
no, and you didn't give him any warning.
Yeah, he was a little nervous. But good job, Mike. Good job to everybody. Thanks for listening out there. Hey,
and when they're listening to this on Thursday, it's West Virginia Day.
Is it?
Yes. And I heard West Virginia was the only state formed during the Civil War. I think it's 1863, I believe.
Yeah, because we didn't fuck with slavery.
What's that? How old does that make us then?
106. What'd you say?
1863. Jesus, I can't do the math right now.
How long ago was 1863?
It'd be like
161 years.
Okay, so we're
161.
So celebrate West Virginia Day.
Yeah, happy West Virginia Day.
It's on Thursday.
So. Go Mountaineers. Yep. What's the saying? Mountaineers are always free. What's that saying? I can't remember what the saying is. But I forget what it is. But it means Mountaineers are always free, and we're always free here in West Virginia.
Hopefully,
yeah, that's right. Hopefully, forever.
It was a good podcast. Pleasure to be with you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. That'll do it from us here in the studio. We love you. Peace. Be safe.
Have a great night.
Peace and love.
Night.